realize how quick he was.
But Willie's the same way, too. Willie was quick. You know what I saw? We're back on again.
I want to go back to that pop-up in 1951 that you caught. The story I heard was that the newspapers reported that Reynolds was over-encouraging you to catch the ball, and I understood you had a different version of what he was doing.
I better catch it this time or else I catch heck. But I caught it. That's the main thing. That cinched the pennant for us there when we won that game. And he was good. Our guys were pretty good, you know. Look at Whitey went into the seventh or eighth inning with a no-hitter a lot of times and never got to a no-hitter.
We were talking a little bit earlier about DiMaggio and how great he was. And the debate always is, was he the greatest ball player? Mm-hmm. Was Willie, what about some of the other? What are your thoughts?
Well, I guess there's a lot of debate. You know, like I said before, you know, I saw Joe 5 years and never make a mistake. And Willie, we played against him in the World Series. That was in 51 and 62. That's the only time I seen Willie play.
You know, when Joe died at his funeral, I thought Bobby Brown gave the single greatest tribute I've ever heard. And he pointed out that the statistic we don't know anything about, but the ball players remember, is crucial hits or hits with men on base to win games. Tell us about Joe when he would come up in a crucial time and how determined he was. He must have been very, very difficult to get out.
He was very good. He won, like, 50 at the home run to beat, who was it? Roberts, the home runs we won, was a 1-0 game, was it?
Yeah.
He hit the home run there. He got the big hit when he came back from the heel, got 3 home runs when we needed him.
Yeah.
Yogi, wasn't it you who once said in comparing Ted Williams to Joe DiMaggio that Williams was a great hitter, but all Joe did was win?
Win, that's right.
Yeah.
It is, the Boston, it's funny, every time we played against them, you know, they're always close, but they never beat us. Just like here now, we went up there and beat them 3 out of 3. And they don't beat us. I don't know why. Like 50-49, they had to win one game, we beat them. They come close, but they don't make it.
Do you believe in the curse of the babe?
Maybe.
Yogi, talk about Henrik. DiMaggio said he was the smartest ball player he ever played.
Tommy was good. He could fake you and everything, like catching the ball or something like that. And they had an accurate arm, Tommy.
Yeah.
A very accurate arm. He helped me how to play right field. See, they had a drain out there. He said you play this side for right-handers, this side for left-handers. You know, you work off of that. And he taught me a lot in the outfield.
He was always thinking, they said.
He
was the one who had the idea about catching the infield fly instead of the second baseman, and they had to change the rule. And he must have been a wonderful ball player, good teammate.
Yeah, good fastball hit, I heard that. Because they say he hit Feller real good. I heard he really hit Feller good.
Did you have any trouble with Feller?
No, I caught Feller towards the end, you know, a little bit. No, he didn't give me much trouble. You know, he got me out and I hit him.
But how about Score? I would have thought Score would have been tough.
Score, if he didn't get hit in the eye, you know, I think he was 9-0 at that time before McDougal.
McDougal hit him with that line drive. Did you hit against Score?
Yeah, I hit a home run off. I didn't mind. He came overhand. All right. I didn't mind. But you wouldn't look for a curveball. You couldn't hit it anyhow if he got it over.
Yeah.
You look for that fastball.
Who gave you the most trouble in that era, in the late 40s and early 50s? Was Billy Pierce tough on you?
No.
Left-handed, or you could hit him?
No, I hit him pretty good. If you hit him, there isn't anybody worried about that.
How about a knuckleball pitcher? Do you have any trouble with a knuckleball?
Wilhelm was tough. You know, Wilhelm, you had to hit the first pitch off of him, because if he got that one strike on you, you're in trouble.
How about Gene Beard? How about Bearden?
Bearden hit all right. Bearden's knuckle only went one way down. But Wilhelm, my gosh, he goes all over the place. The best one was the hit, was the first pitch, because he tried to get ahead of you. Well, if he got ahead of you, you're going to see some good ones then.
Yogi, there are many generations of New Yorkers who only know Phil Rizzuto as the the entertaining radio personality. Oh, yeah. Could you talk about him a little bit as well?
He wasn't a bad ball player. He's like Pee-wee. They, you know, you don't hear much about Pee-wee either, you know. But I think they were friends, Pee-wee and Rizzuto. I became friends with Pee-wee when we went barnstorming together. He was a good guy. You know, they had a lot of fun.
As shortstops, where would you rank them?
Well, Pee-wee had the better arm, but I think Phil played a little shallower than Pee-wee did.
Rizzuto could hit very well. Of course, he was a great bunter. He had some very good years with the average.
Yeah, he was a big, heavy bat. He used Johnny Mize. When Johnny Mize came over, Mize made him use his bat, choke up on it. It's 36 inches long, he used. And he had a heck of a year. He won the most valuable player that year.
Yeah. You bring up Mize. Tell us about Mize. I always thought he had one of the great swings I'd ever seen. A terrific hitter.
Good swing.
There's he came over to you late in a career, and
but he still played in five World Series.
Yeah, I was going to say. And a great pinch hitter.
I thought we just got him for the 1 year, but he stayed there for 5 years. He did a good job.
And he was a pretty good fielder.
Not bad. He didn't have to move too far. He was all right.
Yeah.
We spent some time on DiMaggio. Could you talk about Mickey Mantle? I mean, this franchise was blessed with
Mickey,
two all-timers.
Oh, yeah. Well, they like Duke Snider and them, you know. No telling how good Mickey could have been if he had two good legs, Claire. You know, you see him going there, both knees wrapped up, and still run like mad, like the wind. But Mickey outran balls out in the outfield. You know, I wouldn't say he was a real great out, but he outran balls. He was good. But for hitting, my God, if he was just a right-handed hitter, he'd kill you. Playing that outside, because he had more pop right hand than he did left handed.
How hard was it for him? I know that he's beloved now, but it wasn't that way when he had to come up and replace DiMaggio. How tough was that for him?
Well, I guess it was tough for him. You know, it's like anything else, it's a challenge. You know? Like, I had to come up and replace Dickie and Aaron Robinson. I wanted to play, that's the thing. I love to play, and I think Mickey did too. You know, he got down on himself a lot, not hitting and everything. But Mickey learned the game. Maybe when he first came up, you know, he swing at that ball up here. He learned to lay off of it, and he became a heck of a hitter. Mickey wasn't a real pull hitter left-handed. Right-handed, he was a pull hitter, because he had a lot of pop. But you know, a lot of people say a four ball hit. I think the two farthest balls I've ever seen him hit was in Washington opening day.
The one off Staub's. They say the one off
Staub's. Well, that hit the left field. But you've been in the old Washington ballpark. You've been there. You know that. Them trees out in center field, that was a long ways. He had two of them off Pasquale.
Yeah.
Two of them.
But he didn't take care of himself. What was it that...
He wasn't that bad. A lot of guys think he was bad. He wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
No, he started drinking after, I think, to see when he finished playing more than he did. Everybody drank then, Faye. What the heck? We all had drinks.
Yeah, but you took care of yourself. I mean, you lasted long enough. Well, you were careful.
Well, Mickey played a long time now.
Yeah.
He didn't play.
But I've always wondered whether if Mickey had taken a little better care of himself, whether he wouldn't have been...
Maybe, but he didn't do bad, whatever he did.
He was terrific.
He had that great line when Canseco, I think, went 40-40. He said if he knew it was such a big deal, he would have done it.
You know, Mickey could have stole a lot of bases from him. Casey wouldn't let him steal.
Well, because of the leg. I think everybody's afraid
to get hurt.
He'd slide on that leg.
We had a lot of guys that could still more base, but Casey wouldn't let him go. Because we had guys that could hit a home run, you know, don't need that. Well, certain times.
Casey was pretty good too, right? We can't quarrel with that.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about 48 and what went wrong. What happened in 48? Obviously, Cleveland had a good year, and the Yankees had a tough time, but what do you think was the...
Just didn't do it that year. We won a lot of games.
But they had a very good, Bearden had that wonderful year.
Well, they had the good year.
But they had pretty good pitching, too.
They had very good pitching. You go back with them guys, that Feller, Wynn,
Lemon,
Garcia, Garcia's a guy, you hit the ball, it stung your hand. Even if you hit it good, you hit a heavy ball.
Oh, and Satchel won a few games.
And Satchel won for a few games.
The 49 was the first year with Stengel. What was your reaction when Stengel showed up? Was he a different kind of guy to manage, to play for?
Well, I never met Stengel before until that day. And, actually, I met him by the train. He says, "You got Bill Dickey to come here with his son. You know, he's going to work you over, you know. He's going to help you out." So.
And Dickey was back coaching with him, and Crissetti was at third base.
Yeah, Crow's been there. Crow's there a long time.
Was Crissetti an influence on you? Was he helpful to you?
Oh, well, Crow was all right. Yeah, good coach. Frank was a good coach. You know, he used to be funny. You know, like a day off, guys want to hit extra. He'd tell you, "Here's the bucket of balls. Go out and hit, and make sure you bring them all back." Frank liked to go fishing, I think, on his day off. On his day off, he wanted to go out. But
what makes a good coach, Yogi? You've been a manager and a player. What is a good third base coach, other than making judgments about?
You got to know the outfielder's arms. The arms, I guess he knows them all. And if you're watching the ball player too, you could see who knows who throws and everything.
What about the role in between the players and the manager? Were Crissetti and Dickey helpful in helping deal with some of the players that might have not been as easy for Stengel to deal with? Was there that role?
Well, Crow used to take care of the infield. He really did. Crow didn't like an infielder to go up in front of the bag to catch it, from a catcher throwing in. He didn't like that because he felt like a runner could get in faster around you. He liked to see you straddle the bag, go in front, and stay there.
So he had an influence on Rizzuto. I think Rizzuto said Crissetti helped teach him a lot.
Well, he was there before I was.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yogi, your career spanned from the time that players rode trains, talked baseball, played cards together, to the jet age and limos and 25 different limos.
Yeah, we never had a limo.
players talk enough baseball with coaches and with each other today as opposed to when you played?
Well, I'll tell you, this club the Yankees got right now, I think they do talk baseball. They're very good, I'm not kidding you. They remind me of when we played. They pull for each other, and that's what we did. We pull for each other. We didn't care who hit the home run or hit that. As long as you did the job. And that's the same way. Look at this kid, Brosha, getting the big hits when it counts. And that's the way it was. But not only that, they're good guys. They treat you, "How are you, Yogi," when you walk in the club. It makes you feel good, It makes you do.
Yogi, do you think they're working at it the way you and Henrik and others did, studying and trying to get an advantage? And do you think the kids today are watching the pitchers and trying to pick up some little advantage?
I think so. I think the Yankees do it. I think Joe does a good rapport. They go over the hitters, what they want to do, which I would go over the pitchers, This guy's hot, we got to watch him and all that stuff. And this kid, Jeter's a good kid. You go to Paul O'Neill, he says, "Yo, what are you doing? You're in a slump." I say, "Keep swinging." they're a good bunch of kids. And I always tease Jeter, I show him is number five. I said, "You think you get five?"
They have something that you guys didn't. They have a weight room. What do you think about that?
They got a good kitchen, too. It's great. I know they got everything. Well, we weren't allowed to use weights then when we played. They wouldn't let us go swimming. They wouldn't even let us go swimming. And no golf, either.
A lot of rules.
A lot of rules then. There was. That George Weiss believed, even on a day off you couldn't have played. Casey didn't believe in golf either, He believed when your day off, you should be with your family because you're away. He said, "You got your kids, stay home with your kids and rest up."
And almost everybody smoked, too, in your generation. I remember Gehrig and DiMaggio.
Well, they chew even then, too. A lot of them did.
And they would smoke during the game, after the game?
Yeah. Well, you had that little runway. You go down to Yankee Stadium, you hide. They were signed with like Camels, Lucky Strikes, Chesterfields.
And also, you didn't during the off season. You weren't as these guys now are much more aware of working out and staying in shape in the off season. You guys.
Well, maybe that's the. I know we never. I never worked out before I went to spring. I did all my work at spring training.
That's you would report and you'd start running then, but you didn't get. You weren't running during the off season.
Is that partly because you had to work?
Well, I did a little work then, but maybe they're not doing it right. I don't know. I've never seen so many guys on a DL. I get now. These guys come in shape. Now they work like heck, maybe for a week, then they get bored. They don't do what they want to do then. They kind of lazy around a little bit. They're just like, you see them jog around the ballpark. I'd say, do you jog? I used to say, do you jog when you run the first base? Because we used to do sprints. Every time you finished an exhibition game, you had to do the sprints. And the pitchers, especially, they used to run from foul line to foul line. Because turn ahead and run back and forth. But we got in shape at spring training. And, because a lot of these guys come in shape now. They play maybe six games. They want to start the season. They're ready to go.
Right.
Instead of,
Yogi, what do you think the role of the one-year contract was? I mean, obviously, you guys played every year. If you had a bad year, you got docked for it. So do you think that had a big effect on the way you were motivated? You obviously were hustling.
Oh, sure. I think all of them had motivated that way. You had to. That's the only way you could get a contract.
And the World Series meant so much more to you financially because you weren't making that
kind
of money.
That's right. Well, I worked a lot, but I was a head waiter in St. Louis. When I went back home, I worked in, like I said, Sears and Roebuck. Joe and I worked there. And here, when I moved back here, I worked with Phil Lazzurri at the American Shops, clothing store.
Can you talk about the Subway Series?
Oh, the Dodgers,
what that meant?
That was fun. The series was over in a hurry. You know what I mean? You didn't have a day off. Yeah. You just played it. And heck, the season was over by October 6th.
But that must have been a phenomenal time in the city of New York.
Oh, heck yeah. You realize the Mets and Yankees ever get in it this year? Oh, boy.
You had it with the Giants, too. I mean,
yeah, Giants. Yeah, you had to go across the street.
You could literally walk across, what is that, McCombs Dam Bridge?
I remember, like they talked about Bobby Thompson and Branca. I was at that game. I left when it was 4-1, you know. I said, then I get over the bridge. That's when, what do you call it, the home run they lost. We thought we were going to play the Dodgers, you know, instead of the Giants.
Wow. Must have been.
Oh, heck yeah. It was great fun. Yeah, I guess a lot of players liked it because you didn't have to travel, you know what I mean, and all that.
Take us back to Casey. Obviously, you won 5 in a row. Do you give him substantial credit? He had wonderful players. I mean, guys like you and a number of wonderful Hall of Fame players. How good was he as a manager?
Pretty good, I'll tell you that. You know, he came in with that platoon system. I think it added a lot of players. Hey, Hank Barr used to get mad, but then Hank talks to you now. He did me a favor, you know, by doing that. I played longer and
because he had Bauer and Woodling, and he'd rotate
that's right.
And he had Johnson.
I saw him take on Hank. He hit a home run in a double in Detroit. Take him out for a pinch hitter. Put Mize up, Mize hits a home run.
Of course, you had a great bench. I mean, that was one of the things. The guys.
We had a good bench.
You had a lot of guys that could go up there and hit.
Yeah, and I thought he was good on the pitchers, too, you know. Sometimes I give him a sign, you know, he's losing it or something, and he would tell me, well, what do you think? He's all right, you know, and all that. But Turner was very good, too, and, you know, he kept them pitchers in shape. There's one thing that we never did. We never kept a guy, you know, we save a pitcher for a certain pitcher. We always pitched them in rotating. That's why I think we beat the White Sox in Cleveland all the time. They always saved their big three for us on either squad, but when they finished playing us, they didn't have nobody to pitch against the other teams. Mm-hmm. See, we go right down the line. And I've never seen Whitey never pitched in Boston. Whitey pitched in Boston, and Lopez pitched there. We never missed a turn, unless the guy was hurt or something.
And Philadelphia had some good teams, but they couldn't compete with you guys either. I mean, they had some very good teams at the end of Connie Mack's.
Connie Mack's team, yeah. But the first thing, Joe Coleman, McCain, and Brissy.
Yeah, they had Majeski and Coleman and mm-hmm. Ferris Fane, yeah. But they never could beat you.
No. Well, it was good. Well, I'm glad they didn't. But, well, I liked when we had eight teams, too. It was better, too. You got 30 teams now. What is it, 30 teams or 29?
30.
Up so from 16 when you play.
Yeah, how do you get that many pitchers? That's what I want to know.
They well, didn't.
Don't you think that's part of the problem?
That's the problem. They didn't. You're not kidding.
And Yogi, the training.
Talk about the Yankees farm system, though. Didn't the Yankees win because the scouting system, and they also had an expansive
farm
system?
Well, yeah, when I first
system.
Got signed up, we had about 15 minor league teams then. Mm-hmm. You had B, you had C, D, B, double A ball. And we had two triple A teams, Kansas City and Newark.
But also you got a lot of players from other clubs. I mean, just like today when mm-hmm. you had the money, the Yankees had the resources, and mm-hmm. so that's where Maris came from, right? I mean, there were...
Yeah, we got him from, Cleveland had him.
Yeah.
Then he's traded in Kansas City, then Kansas City didn't want him, so we got him. And I guess New York pepped him up, like a lot of guys could take New York and some can't.
But it's like getting Johnny Mize, you had Johnny mm-hmm. Hopp.
That's right.
The end of the
mm-hmm.
year, they just
Eno
what's going
Slaughter.
On today.
Eno
so
Slaughter.
There's really nothing new in that sense. The Yankees were always able to come up with.
Look what they come up with now.
Exactly. Yes. Or the Braves. I mean, it's the same old. Can I, this is a little bit of a gimmick, but can we go around and talk about different position players, the great catchers you saw mm-hmm. and played with? Obviously, you saw Gibson. But talk to us about other catchers. Campanella was one.
Well, Campy was good. I thought he was a good defensive catcher now, Jim Hegan.
Yeah.
Great catcher, I thought.
They say Wes Westrum was a very good defensive.
See, Wes didn't see much, just in that series. But Hegan I saw. They had Bertie Tebbets was a good defensive. Bob Swift was a pretty good catcher,
Nobody hit the way you did. There was no catcher.
No, they thought the infield, when we first played, they said the shortstop, second base, catcher didn't have to hit. The outfielders and your infielders, first baseman, third base is supposed to hit. And they didn't give much for catchers. I don't know when that came in. I guess maybe when Walter Cooper came in. Cooper was a pretty good hitter, wasn't he?
Yeah.
With the Cardinals.
Lombardi.
My God, Lombardi said he might have. I saw him play in St. Louis. My God, they played him on the outfield.
And still throw him out.
Just throw him out. You realize if they played the rugby, he might have hit 400 himself.
Should he be in the Hall of Fame? Should he have made the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. For what he had to do.
How about the first baseman, fielding first? I guess Ferris Fane was a great fielder.
Ferris Fane was. McQuinn was good. They had their... See, I didn't get to see the other ones.
You didn't see Garrick, did you? He was gone by the time you came
along. No, never saw Garrick.
But how about the hitters? Mize was obviously a terrific hitting first baseman.
Well, Fane didn't hit too bad.
No, Fane was good, What about Keith Hernandez this time?
He said he's a good first baseman. He didn't get to play against him. the first baseman, pretty good fielder.
Did you ever see Gehringer at second?
Nope.
How about second baseman? Obviously,
Jackie was good. Bobby Richardson was good for us. Jerry Coleman, a lot of people underrate Jerry Coleman. Jerry Coleman was a very good second baseman.
Joe Gordon, they said.
Joe Gordon was good.
Bobby Doerr, obviously.
Bobby Doerr.
How good was Gordon? People say Gordon is potentially a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I asked DiMaggio and Williams one time who belonged, and they said Gordon.
Gordon, all right.
He was also
real
gentle.
There's a lot of guys you could put in, but they don't let you put them in.
you're involved with that now. Gordon was supposed to be a really big influence on Dobie when he came. Was Gordon always regarded as a really first-class human being?
Yeah, Dobie?
No, I mean Gordon.
Gordon. They used to call him Gook. He used to fly the planes, the guys at the Yankees used to fly the plane. when he had the charter there for a little while, he'd ride the plane.
But he was Hendrix's great friend. Yeah. Tommy told us that Gordon was
Gordon was a good good guy, they said. You know, I never played with him.
Yeah, he left.
See, he left. Well, we traded in 47 for Reynolds. And
you had
all
Coleman.
The guys, all the guys was, no, we didn't have Coleman then.
You had
That's
Pretty,
Stern Weiss.
Jerry Pretty, oh yeah.
Stern Weiss and Lonnie Frey.
How about shortstops? We know Rizzuto played
Phil,
with you.
Yeah, Phil. Billy Johnson was a good third base. Well, that's one thing, yeah, he's had pretty good third basemen. They really did. You had Billy Johnson, you had Andy Carey, you had Cleet Boyer, Nettles, and now his brochures is not bad either. He's a pretty good fielder himself. They always seem to get a good third baseman.
How good was Bobby Brown? Good hitter, I guess.
Bobby was a good hitter, right? Well, he could play the two positions, third or short. He'd come up as a shortstop, you know. When we played in Newark, he was a shortstop.
Kubek?
Yeah.
Quebec, we had.
How about other three? You didn't see Rolf. He was gone by
no,
the time.
No, Rolf was gone.
Yeah.
Selkirk was gone.
Yeah.
Charlie, I saw. Charlie, well, he was.
It was
he
toward
got
the
that
end.
Bad back. That's what killed Charlie.
And you had DiMaggio, obviously, and Henrik.
Then we had Lindell.
You had Lindell. Yeah. Cliff Mapes had a great
Cliff
arm.
Mapes, good arm. Cliff Mapes had a heck of an arm. We had Wakefield one time, too, Dick Wakefield.
That's right. Mm. How about Vern Stevens? Was he a good ball player?
Good hitter.
Very he played
good.
Short?
He didn't make a mistake. Yeah, a lot of guys, Ted tell you about him. He said he'd fool you.
Did you see Hank Greenberg play?
Yeah, he played against him last year when he went to Cleveland.
Yeah, it was at the end, though, after the war.
At the end of the war.
He was pretty well finished.
Yeah.
What about Stan Musial, Yogi? He was left off the all-century team, unbelievably, but he seems to be the most overlooked Hall of Famer. Really talk much. About him a little bit.
The only time we played against him, you know, we never played him in World Series when I was playing. We played in spring training. That's the only time. Like you said, you know, how could you hit with that stance, you know? Like we were talking before about Bagwell. And it's funny, but he could hit.
You think he gets the credit he deserves?
Not as much as a lot of them do, I don't think.
He had some great years. I mean, 376.
Oh, sure.
He had some wonderful years.
I know he did. He was a good ball player. Nice guy, too.
Yeah, everybody.
Stash, call him Stash.
Yeah. But they say if he'd been in New York, Williams and...